welcome to Lambda Weekly. I'm David Taffet, and I'm here in the studio with Aaron.
My name?
Yes, Aaron.
It's Aaron. Aaron Moore.
I was gonna introduce my co-hosts, who are the late Patty Fink, who's late, and Laurent, who I guess will be back with us next week, and Letitia, who's in the middle of moving to
Iowa.
So here I am.
How often do you say that? I'm moving to Iowa. Usually, I think Iowa is a good place to be from, usually.
But it's a marriage equality state.
Yes, so it is. That's true. God, we can't even trash talk Iowa. What's this world come to?
That is pretty bad. It is the first day of pledge drive today also. So if you would like to give us a call and make a pledge, see how nicely I don't start nagging until later in the show. You can give us a call, Metro 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. Doc is standing by to take your call. We do need a whole bunch of pledges. We have our pledge goal thermometer that's hanging up already, and it is at zero.
Well, so it's the first day.
It is the first day.
Be a pioneer. Call and contribute to 972-647-1893 to pledge.
And Aaron has lots of pledge begging experience. That's why I love having you on.
Yes, I do.
You are here, though, also because you are on the Democratic Committee Platform Committee.
I am.
So you are going to come out with all of these outlandish things that Democrats are going to have to stand behind.
Mm-hmm. I want to make pink the national color.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And you're going to change the national flag to the rainbow flag, and you're going to do all kinds of things. Actually, one of the reasons that you were chosen is because you worked very hard on the state committee's platform.
Yes.
And so you have platform writing experience.
There was a coalition of people that worked very hard on the state platform committee, the Texas platform committee, platform, to make it the most progressive the state has ever seen, ever. I mean, ever. Not recently, ever. There were a lot of things included in there that people never thought we would get included in there.
Such as? Like
marriage equality, mm-hmm. like repeal of the death penalty, like decriminalization of marijuana, full marriage rights, and support, mm-hmm. you know, lots and lots of progressive issues got supported in the Texas platform, which made national news for several reasons. The one that surprisingly people focused on was the decriminalization of marijuana, because ours went further than any other platform ever has, any other states.
In what way?
Well, we're not only decriminalizing medical marijuana, but we're proposing to decriminalize marijuana, period. And the reason is not because we all want to go out and get stoned. The reason is that the punishments are overwhelmingly biased towards small amounts and the poor, and it seems punitive and petty. And the cost of monitoring and legal law enforcement and enforcing those laws is actually more of a burden than if it were just regulated and decriminalized. Now, we're not, like I said, advocating the use of it. We're advocating restructuring the way that it should be a misdemeanor for having it.
And this is where we need Patty in the studio, because she'd be arguing with you to advocate the use of it.
Well, I can't speak for her, but anyway.
As my co-host,
yes,
I feel I can.
It was very, very, very progressive. And so anyway, because of all that hard work that we did in Texas, in a red state, in a very red state, and in a very conservative, frankly, Democratic Party, that work was recognized, and several of us got appointed to not only go to national as delegates or on other committees, but on the platform committee, as was myself.
So you're going up next week in order to start working on the platform.
Going to Detroit to do the preliminary work. Actually, a lot of the preliminary work has already been done, as was in the news recently. There's several committees for the platform committee, and this is the same structure that the state had. There's a drafting committee, which sort of gives everybody a jumping off point. And then there's the full committee, which is elected, you know, from the states, like myself. that massage work change, you can still make changes and enter new thoughts and ideas. You can remove thoughts and ideas. And then that...
To make sure that you're representing your state and bringing your ideas to the...
Correct.
To the
nation. I mean, each state obviously wants their priorities represented, but more importantly, it needs to be representative of the people that are going to be voting in November.
Now, were you appointed as a marriage equality, gay rights...
Pretty much.
Delegate?
Yeah. Pretty much. I mean, you know, I have a lot of political experience and process experience and all that's really boring. But yes, the primary reason I was put on there was to be a very strong gay voice for Texas.
But when you, is that what they're expecting from you, or when you are there speaking out for, say, full funding for education?
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to be looking at you and saying,
no.
Aaron.
No, not really. Essentially, people are put on the platform committee to bring...
To work the whole platform.
To work the whole platform. I mean, everybody does the work, but you are there as a, if you, to put it in legal terms, expert witness on a certain subject. Mm-hmm. So they try and get somebody who's strong in education, they try and get someone who's strong on environment, and they try and get someone who's strong on civil rights, which is why I was put on the committee from Texas.
Okay. We're talking to Aaron Moore. She is on the National Platform Committee of the Democratic Party. She'll be going up next week to going up to Detroit next week to work on the platform. The actual convention is
September 1st or 2nd through 4th, I think.
Something like that.
Yeah, first week.
The
in
first
September.
Week of September. That is late.
It is late.
There hasn't been a September convention in a generation.
It is late. This whole election season has seemed to be lagging a little bit. And, of course, because it's the incumbent convention, it's after the Republican convention. And if it were the other way, it would be the other way. But, yeah, it is very late in the season. Usually it's in, well...
In
July
August.
Or August,
yeah. It is pledge drive this week here at KNON. Today is the first day of our pledge drive, and we're hoping this is going to be a nice, short, two-week pledge drive over end of next week, which means we need to get your calls. The number to give us a call, 972-647-1893. 972-647-1893. Docs are standing by.
Docs are standing by. So, hey, David, what can I get for my pledge?
Well, I was just about to mention something about that. The new for summer pledge drive of 2012, this is what people were waiting for to hear. The KNON Texas Summer Pledge Drive Edition T-shirt. The State of Texas flag, voice of the people with setting sun in the west design. Because here in Texas, whereas other places the sun sets in the east, here in Texas the sun sets in the west.
No, we just have more west for it to set in.
Oh, I see. It's a full-color shirt, red, white, blue, black, yellow, available on a white or a black T-shirt. It comes in sizes small through double extra large, actually through triple extra large. A $50 pledge per shirt or $90 for two shirts.
So, yes, Bears, we have a size that will fit you.
We do. 972-647-1893. Now, number two, we have, just for the 2012 Summer Pledge Drive, a Black Ladies KNON Summer Pledge Drive Edition Spaghetti Strap T-shirt. The State of Texas flag, voice of the people with the setting sun in the west. This is a full-color design, red, white, blue, black, yellow. But it has spaghetti straps. Now, for you, Aaron, we'd need... And this is what Jennifer suggested on the Sunday show, mm-hmm. that you'd need lasagna straps, not spaghetti straps.
See, that's just mean. That's just mean. And first of all, I think you're gender stereotyping our clothing. I don't think it's a lady spaghetti strap. It's just a spaghetti
it's
strap.
It's a spaghetti strap shirt.
Yes.
So, guys, if you want a spaghetti strap
yes.
shirt, we don't have lasagna strap shirts
Do
here.
Not pigeonhole me.
I would never pigeonhole you. Third, we have, this is for Patty. Where is she? An adjustable barbecue apron, KNON Texas Summer Pledge Drive Edition, State Flag of Texas, Voice of the People, Setting Sun, West Design.
Yeah, okay, we got it.
Full color, but it's an apron.
Yes, it is.
Patty loves her KNON aprons. She needs to buy a few. It's for a $50 pledge, $90 for two. I am holding the design up to the microphone.
Can you see it?
I hope everybody at home can see it. 972-647-1893.
You know what I've been digging? Is the, and I don't even know if we still have them. I hope we do. Is the KNON water bottles. Oh, come on. Do we have it or not?
Doc is saying no.
No? No water bottles?
No water bottles.
That's so sad.
No water bottles.
See, we have limited time premium, so if you want something, you better pledge to get it. It might not be here next time.
972-647-1893. Give us a call. We need to get our pledge drive going. Last show said, I said, well, we're going to start it up here. And you and I are going to have to start.
Started.
We're going to have to start nagging. And
no,
that's,
yeah, I'm not. I don't nag like you do. It's in your genes.
It is in my genes.
We're kind of dry, aren't we?
We are.
I have the perfect cure for it. How about that 64-inch jumbo black and white windproof, since we are windy area, umbrella?
Do you know, I have a couple of those. I love those umbrellas.
They're cool, yeah.
For a $75 pledge.
Right.
It is a great and nice, huge umbrella. And as soon as I bought mine, it started raining.
So I was going to say, if you buy the umbrella and wash your car, we're guaranteed to get rain.
That's right.
Absolutely.
972-647-1893.
Even if it doesn't rain, it's a great way to keep the sun off you.
Well, there you go.
Guessing you just look like an idiot carrying an umbrella.
You do not look like an idiot.
You do look like
an idiot.
It
is very Southern tradition to carry an umbrella in the sun.
Oh, I just meant you look like an idiot.
Thanks, Dave.
You're welcome.
Why do I come on the show?
I don't know why you come on the show.
It's the high pay.
Yeah. It's all the accolades I get.
972-647-1893. Give us a call. We're going to talk a little bit, and then we're going to come back to pledging because we need that phone to start ringing. Our guest is Erin Moore. She is on the Democratic Committee, Democratic Platform Committee.
Yes.
Going up to Detroit next week, they'll be finalizing the platform. What's the schedule for doing this?
We have 3 days to get a bunch of people in a room and hammer stuff out. And if it's anything like the state convention was, we're going to be in the room a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I was very smart for the state convention. I brought granola bars and beef jerky and a bottle of water and a phone charger, most importantly.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this process is a little more formalized than the state process was. As I said, the drafting committee has already met and has come up with the draft, and on that committee was Barney Frank, and there's been some news about that. There was a leak, intentional or not, I don't know, that says that marriage equality will definitely be included in the draft.
Hmm.
Now, people are saying that's going to be included in the platform, and while that's certainly very, 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 one more very likely, it's not a given because the whole platform committee has to meet, and if there's enough votes to overturn it, which I doubt, then it could get changed in the full committee.
Right.
But yeah, the Blade ran a story yesterday, or the day before, about someone saying that it's definitely included, and it includes very, very strong language about marriage equality, rejecting DOMA, and wording supporting the Employment Non-Discrimination Act.
See, and I think that leak that came out about, it'll definitely be, I think it's leaking out there so that when it's included, it won't be a shock.
Oh, yeah. This is not a surprise.
It's trial balloons, and it's and what's the reaction going to be? And I find that surprisingly, there's been very little reaction.
There's a big shrug going on.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, it's not a big surprise after, you know, and this is what's fascinating to me. President Obama made zero policy statement.
Mm-hmm.
None. All he said was that he personally has evolved on the issue of marriage equality.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the big green light for everybody to go, woohoo, we're going to include this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it has been met, like I said, with a big shrug about it's about time. But the it's about time polling just now is a majority. We've been at 50-50 for a long time, and before that we were abysmal numbers on public support and for this issue. But now numbers have jumped by like 13 percentage points from where we were, so people are at, you know, 60-70% support, even among Republicans.
And Republicans, a lot of them are more civil union than marriage, and it's a matter of wording sometimes, but they are for...
It's full marriage equality.
Full marriage equality.
And that's a lot of the youth coming along. The youth are... Conservative youth are... Meh, so what?
You know, I was up in New York a couple of months ago, and what was interesting there was how marriage equality, which at the time they hadn't had for even a year, has become such a no big deal.
Yeah.
It's gotten to be just normal. It's just... So more people can get married now.
Well, I remember when Obama made his statement, his groundbreaking historic statement, which, by the way, is the first time a president has ever said the words, "I support full equality for marriage." News stations went crazy and did a lot of interviews and stuff. And they were interviewing, you know, Baptist pastors and the usual suspects. But when they got to interviewing the Republican youth, they were like, "Oh, Obama's the devil. He's a socialist. He's this, he's that. But yeah, I support marriage equality." Mm-hmm. You know, so it was always that big asterisk. So I think that several organizations like, you know, the Human Rights Campaign, Stonewall Democrats, Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation, Lambda Legal, all the big national organizations have really done their work over the past decades in getting it to be a big shrug. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not there yet. We don't have the laws. We don't have the actual protections yet, but public opinion is definitely on our side.
You know, it was interesting. Paul Sadler yesterday won the nomination for the Democratic race for Senate.
Senate, yeah.
And
for Kay Bailey Hutchison seat.
For Kay Bailey Hutchison seat. And I was talking to him a few weeks ago during the campaign for the runoff. And I was talking to him about a debate that he had had, or no, it wasn't a debate, it was an interview that he had with somebody from the Texas Tribune, which is an online, if you don't know the Texas Tribune, online political, mostly, newspaper. And the person asked him, "Well, do you support same-sex marriage?" And he said, "Well, I prefer to use the word marriage equality." And the reporter was insisting on, "Yes, but what we're talking about is you do support same-sex marriage for..." And Paul kept saying, "Well, but it's marriage equality, because I don't support something different for gays and lesbians.
Well,
I support the same thing for gays and lesbians." And he said, "Yes, but that's same-sex marriage."
No.
And Paul kept saying, "Well, you keep calling it that, but that's really an improper term. What you're emphasizing is something different, and what I'm talking about is the same thing."
Yeah.
And it was just really interesting. Somebody who, you know, he himself says, "Well, I've evolved."
Yeah, boy, has he, yeah.
But, you know, and he's somebody who was never against gay rights. He was never against equality. He just was thinking of it differently. But isn't it interesting that here's a mainstream candidate, somebody who comes from East Texas, who was not particularly...
a white, straight male from East Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who now is talking, using terminology and arguing. I mean, this was during a televised debate, arguing with the interviewer, who wasn't a conservative interviewer in the first place. You know, he was just kind of a middle-of-the-road interviewer. And arguing with him, not about whether or not he supports equality, but using the right terms, like you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. And again, that's the education and the evolution, if you will. As the LGBT community, we tend to get our hackles up if someone uses the wrong term about something.
Mm-hmm.
But we also need to realize that these straight white males from East Texas... GLBT rights aren't even on their radar.
Right.
I mean, they have rarely, if ever, had to encounter the discrimination that we have, much less our discrimination, you know, unless they have a relative or...
And Paul does have relatives who...
So, yeah, he has really come a long way in his education, and that's the process we need to do with all the candidates.
We're talking to Erin Moore. She's on the platform committee of the Democratic Party, going up to Denver, Detroit. It's a DC.
And then Charlotte.
And then Charlotte.
Denver was 8.
Denver was, yeah.
2008.
Well, but...
that was then.
Maybe you should go there.
This is now.
Okay. We'll be back talking with her more. It is Pledge Drive. We do need to give you a call. We're going to take a break for some announcements, but that's a great time to give us a call during these announcements, because it's lots of them. 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. I'm going to say it one more time in case people didn't get it, because it is early in the morning. My mouth is just starting to work. I might have said it wrong. 972-647-1893. Give us a call.
You are listening to KNON 89.3 FM in Dallas and Fort Worth, the voice of the people.
KNON thanks Bayer Imaging Copier Solutions for their support of KNON. Bayer Imaging Copier Solutions provides KNON all our copy services. Bayer Imaging Copier Solutions sells, leases, rents, and services a full line of color and black and white Canon copiers with scanning, printing, and faxing capabilities. Bayer Imaging Copier Solutions offers wholesale packaging back to the consumer market in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Overstock, demo models, and used equipment with full warranty is available. For more information, 214-431-5191 or BEYERimaging.com.
GoodSearch.com provides a way for you to support nonprofits like KNON with your online shopping and dining. GoodSearch.com offers a downloadable toolbar for searching from your computer called GoodApp, so your purchases can go to support KNON. With Good Dining, every time you go out to eat at participating restaurants, then a portion of what you spend gets donated to KNON. Registering is easy at GoodSearch.com, and KNON 89.3 is the name to enter in your account settings for charity selection. Support KNON with your online shopping and dining at GoodSearch.com.
Tune in every Monday morning at 7 a.m. to KNON's newest talk program, Jim Schutz, Get Off My Lawn, sponsored by the Dallas Observer. Jim Schutz, Get Off My Lawn brings you the story not covered by Dallas's other news outlets. Jim will be taking your calls and featuring special guests.
This is Jim Schutz. I'll be your host for Get Off My Lawn every Monday morning at 7 a.m. on KNON.
KNON is proud to announce the release of Texas Blues Radio Volume 5, our latest blues compilation CD to benefit community radio and sponsored by Forever Young Records. This CD features 15 tracks and 60 minutes of great original Dallas-Fort Worth blues from artists like Tutu Jones, Blues Boy Bo, Buddy Whittington, Andrea Dawson, Kirkland James, Sonny Colley, Johnny Red and the Roosters, the Chris Watson Band, the Two Tones, the Rough Cut Blues Band, Jeff Stone and Charlie Love, Dave Millsap, Sir Loin and the Ass Kicking Machine, Michael J. and the Paul Bird Band, and J&J and the Detonators. The CD is strictly limited to 1,000 copies and will never be reissued. Get your copy now at Forever Young Records in Grand Prairie, Record Town in Fort Worth, Fools Records in Dallas, and Rewind Music. The CD is available as a download at KNON.org. All proceeds benefit KNON Community Radio. For more info on Texas Blues Radio Volume 5, visit us online at KNON.org.
She looks like a movie star in one of them fancy Broadway shows.
This is a random person, and I don't listen to Lambda Wheaton on 89.3 KNON FM Dallas.
And this is Lambda Weekly on 89.3 KNON FM.
This is Kimberly Tripp.
Kimberly, we didn't need to hear from you yet. We'll hear from you later. This is, and
welcome back.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Here, let me speak for you.
It is Pledge Drive, and as always, our equipment, please help us here.
We need some repairs.
Yeah, we need some repairs.
Two of our CD players, doesn't affect us particularly, but two of our CD players need to be replaced. It is Pledge Drive. Give us a call, 972-647-1893. You know, one of the things about KNON is this is our anniversary. It's our 29th anniversary, which makes us the oldest, longest-running gay and lesbian, transgender, bisexual radio show anywhere in the
queer
country.
Questioning.
Queer questioning, intersex, allies, all
yes,
that
yeah.
stuff. The oldest, longest-running, when KNON came to Dallas Gay Alliance and said, how about doing a show? Bill Nelson, Nelson mm-hmm. Thibodeau Clinic, Bill Nelson, was the first host, and his reaction to it was kind of, okay, we'll do a gay show. What's that? Because KNON invented gay and lesbian radio.
In Dallas.
Well, they invented it.
Yeah.
I mean, there just wasn't any anywhere
yeah.
else. But we are the oldest, longest running. Other shows have come and gone on other stations. We're still here. We plan to be here for the 30th anniversary, 1 year from today. But this is our 29th anniversary, the station went on the air August 1st in 1983.
We get a birthday cake next year?
Uh-huh. We certainly will.
We get a birthday cake?
But the station, we were one of the very first shows to go. One of the first shows on the station.
Yes.
And we were the first show to be broadcast on KNON on the Internet because they were fiddling around with the Internet and clicked a switch and the engineer was in the studio with us and said, oh, by the way, you're broadcasting on the Internet now.
I got to wait for them to celebrate. How about a nice KNON baseball jersey? $125 in your favorite size.
$125 pledge for the KNON Texas Ranger color baseball jersey. They're really nice jerseys.
Now you're talking my language. Baseball jersey.
Baseball jersey. Gotta Did you get one of those last time?
Yes.
That was when it was
size.
Baseball jersey.
They come in sizes medium through triple extra large. It is a $125 pledge. You know, one of the things that you can do to pledge is make a bank draft. Call us now. Tell us you'd like to start the bank draft. You can do it with your checking or savings account, and an automatic monthly draft is just really easy. Minimum is $10 a month. It just comes right out of your checking account. You don't have to think about it again. You can tell us to do it for a year. You can tell us to do it continually, and we will do that. Call now, 972-647-1893, and we'll just give you the basic information that you need to start. For KNON's newest listeners, and this is the one for LaRon, we have baby bibs. It's an infant terry cloth pullover towel bib. It's easy to put on, easy to clean. Now, there are two good things about this. With so many gays and lesbians having kids,
gabies,
you need them for your gaby. But what a perfect gift to give to your right-wing extremist friends.
What, a KNON baby
bib? We all have them, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because what says not right-wing talk radio better than KNON? Mm. So it's a wonderful gift. That goes for a $35 pledge per bib. Some of the regular pledge drive items that we have for a $40 pledge, we have our regular KNON T-shirts. We also have the black lunch koozie. We have our aprons. We have our, for a $50 pledge, a 16-ounce pint glass with the KNON Voice of the People logo on it. We have lots of stuff. Give us a call, 972-647-1893. That is 972-647-1893. Give us a call. KNON lost 7 shows in 2011 because people weren't pledging to those shows. Don't make us not make it to our 30th anniversary by not pledging. We have to make 30. Help us make 30. 972-647-1893. Help us make 30. One other way that you can pledge, and actually on this show, because who can tear themselves away from listening to Aaron?
Exactly.
You can just go online, KNON.org, upper left-hand corner, push the pledge button, and make your pledge online. Make sure that you mark it either Morning Talk or Lambda Weekly, and we will get credit for it. 972-647-1893 is our number, though, so give us a call, because here at KNON, it's all about being live and local, so give us a call. 972-647-1893. There were some local races. We're talking to Erin Moore. She's from Stonewall Democrats and was appointed to the National Platform Committee of the Democratic Party. Some local races went on yesterday, Aaron.
Yeah.
Who are some of the winners, losers?
Well, in the Democratic primary runoff, Paul Sadler won his seat against Grady Yarborough. And I guess that's the big one. And then locally, the other big one was the Mark Vesey Domingo Garcia runoff, which had a huge field to start with. And those two went into the runoff, and Domingo Garcia won Dallas County, but Mark Vesey won the overall vote, so he'll be our candidate for the new District 33.
Why did so many more people over in Tarrant County vote? Because it really did come down to...
I don't think it did. I think most people in Tarrant County voted for Vesey, and enough percentage of people in Dallas voted for VZ here. So it was just, I mean, it was a tight race, and VZ was the favorite. He had almost 50% before the runoff. He was very close and led. I think he was at 43%, you know, with a huge field. So I think that a lot of the people, and a lot of the people that had voted for other candidates went over to VZ, and he had garnered a lot of Dallas support. I mean, he had Eddie Bernice Johnson. He had State Representative Rafael Anchia on his side. So he had some pretty heavy support, too, in Dallas. Domingo did win at Dallas County, but there was still, I think, probably a 30 percentage vote that went to VZ from here. So.
Okay.
Yeah, and then some other local races. There were a lot of little, like, precinct chair races that I don't think we should go into.
There's one that I love.
Oh, God.
I just want to mention this one. It's a North Dallas race. Rob Schlein, who is the president of Metroplex Republicans, he beat out Homer Adams, who's the husband of Kathy Adams, the head of the Eagle Forum.
Mm-hmm.
Now, within one party, you can't get to two more extremes than those two.
Right, right.
Kathy Adams is this screaming shrew who hates gay people. She hates
everybody.
Everybody. Rob Schlein is Metroplex Republicans, which is the gay Republican group.
A gay Republican group. There's
one of the two. There are
yeah.
two. And he beat him by like 10 votes out of something like 400 that were cast in that race. So good for you, Rob.
Yeah, but so. Some of the other races that actually matter. Sorry, Rob.
No, it's a precinct chair race.
I know.
He
I
understands
know.
That it's just a precinct
right.
chair.
Right. It's still an elected office, though.
It is an elected office, and in a Republican conservative district that was voting for the head of the Eagle Forum, is now voting for the gay guy.
Well, good for him.
Good okay. for that district.
Yeah, I mean, good for that district.
Good for that district.
But let's see. Phyllis Lister Brown beat Maricela Moore for a judgeship for the runoff.
Good, bad, indifferent?
I mean, I had one particular candidate I was pulling for, but yeah, good. I mean,
she'll do a good job. No, yeah. Nobody that anybody should be worried about.
I don't think so, no.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the Republican side, there was the big shootout between Dewhurst and Cruz, and Cruz just crushed Dewhurst. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was not even close.
It's surprising, no.
Not the way this state's been going. I mean, people are voting more emotionally now than rationally, especially on the Republican side.
Mm-hmm.
And Cruz was, you know, the Tea Party candidate who was throwing red meat to the lions, and they ate it up. Dewhurst, and I never, ever, ever thought these words would be coming out of my mouth, but Dewhurst was branded as a moderate.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just ridiculous, you know. So, and now that moderate has become such a bad word in the Republican Party, he went down pretty crushingly, you know. And he has the political resume to do the job.
Do you think part of it also was Dewhurst comes across as
entitled
and boring and obnoxious? And Cruz comes across as young, charismatic, and also obnoxious?
Yeah.
So do you think that played into it, that Cruz just comes across better as dynamic?
Oh, well, of course. I mean, that's what I'm saying. You know, people are voting more emotionally. It's like, I like that guy, and I guess that's always been the case. But, you know, the old, I want to have a beer with him, which is how we got President G-Dub for two.
Because it's always better to have a beer with an alcoholic than with somebody who doesn't drink.
Right, with someone who's boring. Anyway, yeah, so that'll be interesting. And actually, I hate to say this, but I'm going to. I think it's going to be horrible in the long term if Cruz wins, which he almost certainly will. But we're going to work hard to make that not happen. But if Cruz wins, it's going to be horrible in the short term while he's in office. But I think in the long term, it'll make people realize that they've gone too far right. That, you know, maybe there's some middle ground there, and we'll start getting some more.
Do you think that he's the type of person, and this has happened with several of the Tea Party candidates who are this election cycle being challenged, even in ones in the state legislature, that once he gets in, he'll see, oh, well, I do have to represent everybody, and
no, that has not been the case. Tea Party Republicans everywhere who have, and I have to say Tea Party Republicans because in theory, the Tea Party is neither Republican nor Democrat. It's a philosophy, but it's almost 99.9% Republican, that have gotten elected to replace Republican moderates like Dick Lugar. There's been several that I've been jaw-dropping. They don't represent their district or their state. They represent their ideals and their philosophy and, you know, coalition building, teamwork, actually getting anything done, be damned. You know, they are.
And I'm talking about a few. I can't think of a single name right now, but there have been a few that once they've been in office, they've actually been more reasonable, responsible, and now they're being challenged as.
Yeah, right, because they didn't stay red meat enough. Mm-hmm. You know, it's really kind of an interesting turn in American politics, and I'm kind of watching it fascinated and horrified all at the same time. But speaking of. Let's see, what other elections happened yesterday that we need to talk about?
There a couple of North Dallas runoffs, one in the Republican Party. Villalba beat Keffer. Mm. Keffer was more the Tea Party candidate.
Yeah.
He's gone. Villalba has been more the big tent Republican, and campaigning that way, campaigning to mm-hmm. groups from Log Cabin through any other Republican group, and they'll face Carol Kent. Do you know much about that district, though?
It kind of got redrawn a little bit, so now that it's more Democratic, and that's a potential regain. Carol Kent was ousted last election, and now that it's been redrawn a little bit, she has a really good chance to gain that seat back.
So she has a better chance, but it has always been kind of a swing district.
Yeah, it's kind of the...
And has gone back and forth.
Yeah, it's the North Dallas... suburbs, you know, mm-hmm. so it can go either way depending on the issues.
We are talking to Erin Moore. She's on the platform committee of the Democratic Party. It is pledge drive, and we do need you to give us a call. The number here is 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. We ask people to give us a call. We do a pledge drive quarterly. This is your station. You can call in and basically, or not call in, and that's what drives the programming here, and always has. Your money
actually,
does
you
make
know
a
what?
Difference.
Mm-hmm. Don't call 972-647-1893.
And why not?
Go online and pledge. We really don't care how you give us your support and your money and to show that you want this show to stay on the air. I mean, we really are in danger every pledge drive of not being on the air if we don't show that we have the listeners and the support to keep us on the air.
You know, our music shows, every other station, there are 63 stations in the Dallas market, 62 of them play top 40. We play the bottom billion.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, this is...
The only thing we don't play are the top 40. We play everything else.
I always think of KNON as a co-op. You know, mm-hmm. if you don't... The slogan used to be, if you don't like the station, we'll change it for you. You know, every hour is different. You can find what you want on the air at KNON, and you can find us, Lambda Weekly, on the air at KNON, where you can't find a GLBT radio show anywhere else right now. Mm-hmm. So please support us, 972-647-1893.
You know... several local artists who are now national, Erykah Badu, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Pantera, Reverend Horton Heat, Nora Jones, the first time they were ever heard on the air, any of these artists, was on KNON. Lisa Loeb, mm-hmm. first time she was heard on the air, live, locally, was not just on KNON, but on Lambda Weekly. This station is the station that local artists go to begin their careers.
If you want to be bleeding edge, not just cutting edge, bleeding edge, you listen to KNON.
Right.
So show us that you are listening, please. 972-647-1893. You can nag, I'll beg. How about that?
We'll do that. You know, okay. Other stations that play national broadcasting. This is an investment in your community. Every single show here, except for Amy Goodman, which follows us, but every other show, so 23 hours a day, it is a local show. You don't get that on other stations, because even shows that are local, they're programmed mm-hmm. from elsewhere.
How about a pledge item that pays back?
A pledge item that pays back? What's
yes. How about a KNON sponsorship? With a KNON sponsorship, $500, you get two tickets to every event that KON. Hey, wow, can't talk. You are contagious. KNON, benefit shows. And you just go up to the door, and there'll be two tickets waiting for you to attend every one of our per year.
For a year, yeah.
Patty and I did that, and it's more than paid for itself. We've attended, you know, the Blues Fest. We went to the gumbo competition during Mardi Gras. We've done several shows. And, you know, when you're talking $15, $20 a ticket, that $500 goes fast, especially if you're going to these shows anyway. And I know we have a Great Recession Orchestra concert coming up. It's going to be free barbecue from Elevator and Alligator Cafe or catering. So, I mean, there's a lot of events coming up and that you want to go to anyway. So why not just prepay it? Think of it as prepaying it.
Well, plus food is served, like you said, barbecue mm-hmm. at that one. Food is served at every one. You're talking about $15, $20 tickets, but then dinner is going to be $20 a person. But that's included also. So give us a call. Become a full sponsor, and your name is on the guest list for a full year. 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. Operators are standing by. Please give us a call, because we will be coming back and nagging.
You're listening to KNON 89.3 FM in Dallas and Fort Worth, the voice of the people.
Want to find out about upcoming events at KNON? Want to see pictures from past events or need information about the station? Then you need to like the official KNON Facebook page. It's easy to find. Just go to facebook.com/KNON893. It's the KNON 89.3 FM station-produced page for Facebook. It's the easiest way to keep up with what's going on here at KNON. Like us and share with your friends today. That's facebook.com/KNON893. Accept no substitutions.
Coming Friday, August 31st, to Sons of Herman Hall, it's the Great Recession Orchestra in a KNON benefit event. The Great Recession Orchestra features an all-star lineup starring Marianne Price, Floyd Domino, Damon Gray, J.D. Smith. Hey, that's me. Bubba Stevens, Michael Holloman, Gary Bristol, Ray Austin, and special guests performing Western Swing, The Wild Child of Country and Jazz with the blues shot from its heart. The Great Recession Orchestra is among the foremost 21st century practitioners of this all-American music. Be there Friday, August 31st, when they take the stage at the Sons of Herman Hall. The Alligator Cafe will be serving free barbecue. Mark your calendars. Tickets are available now at KNON.org, Bill's Records, Forever Young Records, and the Record Counter in Fort Worth. Doors open at 8, and the first set of music starts at 8:30. That's Friday, August 31st. Two great sets of music from the Great Recession Orchestra and a free barbecue dinner at the Sons of Herman Hall. Get your tickets now. All the sunshine.
Some blues so fine for just $9.99. We're having a special download sale for Texas Blues Radio Volume 5. CD Baby is reducing their charges for 5 days, and KNON is passing the savings on to you. From Monday, July 30th to Friday, August 3rd, you can download a digital MP3 copy of Texas Blues Radio Volume 5 for just $9.99. That's a savings of almost 30%. It is available now at KNON.org. Go to KNON.org and get your download of the Texas Blues Radio Volume 5 for only $9.99 for a limited time. Hurry! This offer expires Friday, August 3rd. After that, we go back to our regular MP3 download price of $14.
This is Lewis from UT Arlington, and I listen to Lambda Weekly podcast at lambdaweekly.com.
And this is Lambda Weekly and on KNON, and this is Pledge Drive on KNON, 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. Give us a call. Your money, when you pledge to KNON, goes directly toward the operation of the station. It doesn't go toward fancy studios like it does when you pledge at other local stations. It doesn't go toward buying expensive shows like it does at other expensive stations. It goes directly toward the phone bill, the tower rent, the electric bill, the rent for the studio that we're in.
And our entire goal for the whole pledge drive is like one day's worth on other stations. So, I mean, we're cheap. We're a cheap date here, people.
We are cheap. Cheap guests. Cheap.
Hey.
Inexpensive. I was just going to say cheap hosts also.
Yeah, okay.
972-647-1893. Keep it live, keep it local, because if KNON were to go away, we'd just become one of those pre-programmed, pre-packaged stations like all of the others. 972-647-1893. KNON keeps it live, keeps it local, and gives you programming you don't hear elsewhere. You know, there have been, over the last 29 years that Lambda Weekly's been on the air here, there have been other gay and lesbian shows on the air. They've all come and gone in less than a year. There has never been another show on another station that has done what we've done with national guests, local guests, talking about issues that no other station talks about. You know, we've had guests on here. They've appeared on other stations first because they're in the area, and then they come on our show. And afterwards, they always say, you know, it's interesting. You pick up the conversation where the others have left off because your audience is just so much more sophisticated on these issues. They understand what we're talking about. So you're going to hear, even if it's the same guest, you're going to hear a completely different conversation on this show. So give us a call, 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. After 29 years, I can say that phone number without looking at it on the board. I've just learned it this year.
Yeah,
yeah. Finally. 972-647-1893. Keep live and local on the air, because that's what it is here. There are very, very few other local talk shows, and I guarantee there are none that bring the variety of guests that we bring on.
This is true.
We're talking
to... You have
to
me.
I do have you. And I wouldn't have it any other way.
I feel like we need to hug.
You know, we have a Summer Pledge six-pack. For a $200 pledge, it gets all five items below, plus one KNON Texas Summer t-shirt in white or black, or one Ladies Spaghetti Strap t-shirt. So for a $200 pledge, you get a black lunch koozie six-pack cooler with a white Voice of the People logo, an aluminum sport 26-ounce black water bottle with a lime green KNON logo, a black baseball cap with a white KNON logo, a lime green KNON Frisbee sports flyer with the KNON logo, and a KNON black backpack with the white KNON logo. If you were to just pledge and get each of those items, you'd be spending an awful lot more than that. So you get those five items plus one of the t-shirts, 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. We're talking to Erin Moore. She is on the platform committee of the Democratic Party this year.
Mm-hmm.
Erin, who else is on that committee? I mean, I know they appointed you, but there were some real people they appointed.
Well, yeah, real people. People are appointed from the states, as myself going from Texas, but there are several what they call PLEOs, publicly elected officials, that have standing or particular expertise in a certain area, and some of them are pretty cool and I'm going to be sitting with. For one, one of the co-chairs is Cory Booker, which I think is kind of rock star-y. He's the Newark, New Jersey mayor that has been very strong on our rights. He's the guy that pulled the neighbor out of a burning house, and, you know, he's like Mr. Superman. But some of the other interesting ones are also on the committee is Patricia Todd, who's openly lesbian. She's elected Alabama State Legislature out of, District 54. She was elected in 2006, and she was one of the groundbreakers for our movement in getting...
So Alabama has a lesbian lawmaker, and Texas doesn't, huh?
Mm-hmm. At the moment, yep. Yep, Alabama. And then the other name that kind of stood out to me is James Zogby, who's a Arab American Institute president. So I think
Zogby poll.
Related. Related, but not same, mm-hmm. But James Zogby has been, you know, the go-to guy on Arab American rights in this country. Mm-hmm. So I just think it's going to be a fascinating committee meeting. Mm-hmm. You know, just to buckle down and work with these people. So, mm-hmm. And then, of course, like I said, you know, there's all of us little peons coming from the States.
Well, there's a bunch of people that you'll probably recognize who were appointed from California, from New York, from mm-hmm. Other places that that was kind of like, he's on this committee, too.
Yeah, I mean, there's just the list of the electeds it's pretty impressive. I mean, there's mayors, there's foundation presidents, and there's, you know, several legislators, local legislators, vice chairs, or, the other co-chair is Claudia Kennedy, who's a lieutenant general retired. Mm. She's the first woman to achieve a 3-star general ranking in the U.S. Army. So, I mean, it's the name factor's pretty wow. But, you know, we're all there to do the same thing, so mm-hmm. It's going to be fun.
Are there any issues that have come up so far that you've heard about, not that you've been involved in, but that are going to be contentious, that you think?
There's always, I don't know about contentious, but there's always tweaking or, hey, my issue didn't get enough in column inches. The hot-button issues this year, you know, I hate to use that term because I never think hot-button issues are hot-button issues. They're only hot-button if it's not your issue. You know, or the marriage equality, the DOMA overturning DOMA, and then, you know, the progressive issues that we've always been hammering against.
And employment non-discrimination,
you know, for the LGBT community anyway. And I think those will be very well represented.
Healthcare, obviously, mm-hmm. the Republican Party big on repealing it, although they want to keep everything that's so far been
right
implemented.
Right. We like all this, but we don't like it. Okay, what? Mm-hmm. And I'm glad you brought those people up. The other reason to be so strong on marriage equality in the platform is the Republican Party has already said that they are going to strengthen their sections about, you know, marriages between one man and one woman, and, you know, kind of dialing back any progress that they had made in their last platform about any sort of equality for GLBT citizens. Mm-hmm. So, a lot of that was made with the moderate Republicans in office, and even some openly LGBT Republicans in office, and now there just aren't any. Mm-hmm. They've all been ousted for one reason or another. You can be ousted for just saying you support someone. Mm-hmm. You know, this whole flap about what's her name? I just went blank. The Hillary Clinton's aide.
I can't think
Huma
of what
Amidon.
Her name is, but
Huma Amidon. You know, Michelle Bachmann's attacking her.
Wiener's wife.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that she's part of
the
Arab something.
Let's not classify her as that, but yes,
she has
her own political resume.
The reason to bring that up is by, you know, accusing her of being part of the Muslim Brotherhood or whatever, mm-hmm. but her husband's Jewish.
Right. Well, and it's just ridiculous anyway, but the reason I bring that up is that McCain, who, you know, for all, like him or not like him, he's an honorable man, was defending her and saying, this is ridiculous and stupid. Mm-hmm. And then people started attacking him mm-hmm. for defending her, mm-hmm. for calling, you know, a ridiculous and stupid attack ridiculous and stupid. You know, why people are listening to Michelle Bachmann, I will never know. So anyway, all that is to say that the zeitgeist of the Republican Party platform is likely to be very vicious and very vile. And if the Texas Republican Party platform is any indication, I mean, they were trying to send us back to the 50s and that thing. So it is nasty and mean-spirited and everything you can't do or shouldn't do, not advancing anyone's rights and not reinforcing and shoring up anyone's rights. So we'll see where it goes, but I think the mood of the nation, at least on the Republican side, is to you know, pull in and lash out. So we'll see what happens, but that's even more of a reason for us to push towards the more liberal and progressive side of the Democratic Party.
A couple of things I wanted to mention before we run out of time. Gore Vidal died yesterday.
Yeah. That
writer,
made me sad.
Writer, 86 years old, one of the first writer, one of the first major mainstream writers mm-hmm. to include gay themes.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly the first time a novel was written about a transgender issue, I would think.
I think so, yeah.
A major novel, not the first, but the first major.
Are you talking about Myra Breckinridge?
Myra Breckinridge,
yeah,
sure.
Well, in City and the Pillar, he openly talked about homosexuality, and not in any kind of, you know, 50s pulp fiction, must be punished kind of way. It was just two regular American guys who got together. And he was kind of ostracized from the literary community for writing it at the time, and had to go to Hollywood and write, you know, turn to writing essays, and then eventually it was recognized, hey, wait a minute, mm-hmm. you know, this was a groundbreaking work. Yeah. So, yeah, that made me sad, because he was one of the true, strong, say-it-like-it-is liberal essay lions, yeah. So...
And
he was the counterpoint to William F. Buckley.
Other thing I wanted to mention was... DOMA found unconstitutional in Connecticut court for the fifth time. Once this goes to the Supreme Court, it's different when the Supreme Court is overturning a court decision. But they'll be overturning five court decisions now if they overturn this.
Yeah, it's looking inevitable, frankly. I mean,
that it's going to be found unconstitutional.
Yeah. That was quite the news yesterday, that once again, and something else happened. Oh, on Prop 8, mm-hmm. They are the people that are proponents of Prop 8. That's hard to say.
Mm-hmm.
The California rule that resolution that was overturned and then overturned mm-hmm. and then overturned and anyway, it's in a tumbler right now. They've asked for an extension about their arguments before the Supreme Court. So.
Right. It is Pledge Drive. Give us a call. I'll stick around a little bit. I can still take your call after the top of the hour, 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. I don't think we nagged enough today.
Okay.
We're going to have to get more...
Nag more.
More whiny.
Yeah.
More whiny.
Much more whiny.
Uh-huh.
You can do that.
I can do that.
Please,
we need your help. 972-647-1893. Candy Markham will be with us next week, and she can nag real well.
In a southern accent.
And she can nag in a southern accent.
She can nag with sugar.
We need you to call us, 972-647-1893. Call us and help keep Morning Talk on the air here on KNOM.
Yeah, that's not irritating at all, David.
I know.
Give us a call.
972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. Clint is standing over my shoulder. It's time for... Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay, see you next week.